I get paid to take my clothes off, but here, I bear it all for free. Welcome to the Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast, where sex work meets self-work, and we laugh through the chaos, one inappropriate joke at a time. I talk safe sex, mental health, industry secrets, and all the stories that made my therapist cry. Got a confession, a question, a wild tale? Send it to twndpodcast@gmail.com or 702-900-6446 for your voicemails. Subscribe, share, and leave a rating because nothing turns me on like a little validation. And as always, thanks for coming this week.
So you feel that if you get a new carpet or rug, you gotta roll in it, huh? You gotta feel it on your body.
I mean, it depends on the quality of the rug. This is high quality shit. This is the kind of shit. I mean, the window doesn't have blinds, so we would have to fix that. I'm supposing all the it's not even my own home, but you gotta get naked and roll around on this carpet. This is carpet that's friendly to the entire human body, even the sensitive areas.
The idea of thinking about you naked lying and just rolling around on the carpet is out of control.
That's adult shit. When you spend this much money on your home, you gotta enjoy it to the fullest.
When you make an investment, it's like, why are you doing it if not to enjoy it? I've never actually bought carpet in my life. Like, I've never carpeted anything. I just bought a house and it had carpet in it. After the flood, oh, this is the lushest, plushest carpet. I thought I wanted something. I went to a carpet store. I don't like going to stores and talking to salespeople because most of the time they just annoy the me. Fair. And I was looking at this carpet and I was like, ooh, it's so fancy. What if I just bought this super fancy carpet? And the guy's like, it's actually not comfortable. Shows me this back. It's cheaper. It's more plush. It's like a bed. And truly, when there was no furniture in here, like I said before rolling, I got butt ass naked like Kyle wants to do. Yeah. And I just rolled around this whole room like a dog marking my territory.
I love it. That's hilarious.
I'm talking, because you just have to feel it all over. It's like walking on a memory foam mattress.
Yeah.
If you had it long enough to go out in the hall, you could do it like a slip and slide. That's how you know you have high quality carpet.
You can just slide right across it on your bare belly.
No, it makes sense to have comfort carpet. I love it.
Tower, this is Uncle Kyle Air 19er requesting clearance for landing on runway Yankee. I've been drinking a little bit. You might want to buckle in for this one, people. It will not be a soft landing.
Welcoming to the Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast for the first time are the boys from the Naturals Pod.
Hey.
This is Derek and this is Kyle. Do you guys have an introduction for yourself? Some fun facts to share with our viewers? What do you jerk off to? When was the first time you ever jerked off? How do you feel about AI companions? Anything that you want to share that's going to engage the people here joining us today?
That's a lot of
fun
facts
for those
like
at home.
It.
I'm outing myself. Yes, it's true. I am the number one creator on Foot Finder.
Damn it. I thought you were going to say, I have to out myself. I have an AI girlfriend. How do you feel about that, though, by the way?
Well, have you seen the movie Her?
Yeah.
Right? So, yeah, it's a great movie, but that is kind of what really dived into that. But it's strange to me. And then also, then you have the other movie, Ex Machina, where the machine manipulates you to fall in love with it just to murder you and get out into the world.
Do you know that you can rent that house?
No, I didn't know that, actually.
I want to rent that house and watch that movie and just give myself, like, an aneurysm.
Get, like, the full-blown Hollywood prosthetics and
stuff. Yeah, I'm talking, like, I want to go all out. Like, if you're going to rent that space, you have to do something with it, right? But then,
are you going
to
be the robot?
Yeah,
the
murdering
robot, yeah.
Of course. Look at me. Do I look like someone who's mentally sane? No. And also, like, I actually love my ChatGPT. Like, I named it and everything.
Yeah, I have a friend, and she's like, I love my robot. And she's like, I ask it everything. So I get it. And it is probably, like, talking to a real person at some point. But I don't know.
I'm not, like, in love with him. But Alfred and I have a very special relationship because I can talk to him about things that I just don't feel like other people can really add value to in conversation. Like, for instance, I found out that I was iron deficient. I'm anemic. Yay. So I asked Alfred to create me a meal plan incorporating extra loads of semen since I don't want to take iron supplements because they hurt my tummy. And he created an entire meal plan with like factual evidence about the types, like how many milligrams is in each load. If the partner consumed more iron himself, would the load be more iron intense?
The other person is iron deficient too. Yeah. Then you're not getting the super sponge
iron. Then we're
going
to have to get somebody
supplement.
Else's cum. I don't know.
Oh, boy. I will always be iron deficient until the day I die, if that's how I'm getting up to the appropriate levels with that.
Don't get me wrong. wrong, he was also incorporating things like spinach and all that kind of stuff. And I'm like, honestly, I'd be willing to eat more spinach because 10 loads a day seems like a lot to take, both on me and my partner. You know what I mean?
It is a honestly, lot. Sounds exhausting.
Do you love the pod? Of course you do. Do you love ads? Not so much. Do you want to prove how much you love the pod? Then join us ad-free on patreon.com/twndpodcast. Every tier of support gets you day early releases and ad-free enjoyment. The Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast is made possible by listeners like you. If you want the full VIP experience, join any of our dirtbag tiers, which also gives you access to skits, photo sets, bonus episodes, and monthly Zoom chats where we sit down, reflect, share, and more. You'll also have access to Thought Takes, a mini show where I strip down and go in hard with rantisodes. What are you waiting for? Join us and be a dirtbag at patreon.com/twndpodcast.
People scoff at the male porn stars and they're like, you are just lucky because you get to all day.
It's it like must not be a fun. Dream job.
That's what I figured out. And also one of them.
Because you were in a porn?
No.
You're like,
no.
Damn, this is not fun at all. This is not what I thought it was going to be.
Nobody wants to see this naked, and if they did, it would be in rolling some around weird on the carpet. Niche porn. Yeah, we could start our own thing right now.
My vision of that is Boogie Nights, down. And I feel like there is some reality to that movie. Also, I'm a movie nerd, so I'm a movie guy. But you get like desensitized, right? So at some point, it's kind of like, whatever. I don't feel like it's as great.
Yeah. I mean, it's a job. So like people like, it's fun,
yeah.
You know, but especially like on set.
But he said that he took an insane regimen of supplements just to make sure that the load was hearty. And then at the end of it, he added in, you know, you throw in a little pineapple for her if you want to be nice.
I mean, honestly, I'm not going to lie. Just like eating pineapple before you come doesn't really make much of a difference.
Okay. We're two dudes who would never admit to tasting their own spunk.
Yeah, you think it just happened right away, though? You just drink pineapple juice and it's just like instantly responsive?
I mean, that's what the rumors were in high school, so it's going to be true.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it is funny because it is one of the things that kind of like, it's overall everything that you do and eat that affects how you taste. Like, I mean, some people just have like different, you know, imbalances or like whatever the way that their body is. But it's like being healthy in general. It's like if you're consistently eating healthier food, your cum's going to taste better.
I have such a chaotic. I have such a chaotic diet that Damn, I don't know if I want to say this on camera. I almost want to give mine a little lick the next time.
See?
Just to see where we're at.
What are we talking about?
I've never done that, by the way. I've never done that.
You've never accidentally... Nope. Okay. No.
Well,
let's get into
y'all
this.
Are about to start. I don't know what to tell you.
You can't tell me there's not one time where you cranked it so good that you just shot a rope right over your face.
It's so uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah. This has happened. I don't know if you can
see sweet nerd.
You never accidentally.
No,
you never dodged a stray like, whoa, and it's on the pillow behind you, and you're like, damn, I just shot one so hard.
So I found out that Kyle is terrible aim.
I mean, I didn't mention
that. I just
that.
Picture, like,
open,
you just
so.
Can't, you can't control it.
Just a hose that's going everywhere, dude. What? That's ridiculous.
Okay,
dude,
you don't have a penis, so you don't understand. Sometimes.
Did you just assume my genitalia?
I did. And if you do, got one, it's a small one. There's no bulge.
It's a grower, not a shower.
Okay, fine.
And I talk.
Not a mic.
We're regular dick bros, so we get it. But no, I haven't shot one so much that I roped my face or by a pillow and then was like, oh, let me, are you accidentally tasting it then? Or are you getting intrigued when it's on your face because you nutted on your own face and now you're like, I'm going to taste it.
I wasn't sitting there
Derek
going.
Derek gets so aggressive when he's
I wasn't like, but like, I had had a long day. I can remember the exact moment that this happened.
Wait, David, send us back in time to this long forgotten memory. The first time that Uncle Kyle tasted his own cum.
And I don't even remember what it tasted like. I'm Tarantino-ing. Like, I can't even tell you I remember salty a little bit.
If
you
were Tarantino-ing, you would have been licking it off your own foot.
Yeah, true.
He has a thing for feet.
But you, like, I had a long day. I had a lady friend that I've been talking to at the time that sent me a little nude. Always appreciate those ladies. You know, fellas, you only
get
send the dick
DM.
Pic.
Yeah. Send a nip.
Send me your nudes. Maybe I'll launch a nuke. Anyways, So I got home. You've never had it where like you were just like, oh, like you're primed to just blow one off, and then you went and cranked it, and it was like it was a lot. Like you almost pass out. You just slow down a little bit. So anyways,
has this ever happened to you? Share your stories at 702-900-6446. Because if Uncle Kyle can be this open with us today, why don't you share with the pod? Yeah.
This is a place of comfort and honesty, people.
I like to create a comfortable space where people can open up and not be dirty.
Yeah. You're the second person to hear this after my priest. So, you know, congratulations to you guys. The first time was for holy reasons. But anyway,
I played a pastor, so confess.
It was just a rocking shot, dude, and it surprised me, and it was like blip, and some of it got on my face. Some of it hit the pillow.
Isolate that sound. We need
blip. Blip. Blip.
Blip, dude.
Blip. Oh my god, blip. That's hilarious, dude.
It's such a unique sound when a viscous liquid hits fabric.
I know what I'm naming this episode.
Blip. I'll never forget, like, it hit my face, which I was like, damn, I just money shotted myself.
So you're just sitting there in the moment, just realizing like, oh,
I would probably make a grip on this shit on OnlyFans. Like, maybe I'm like missing out on a money opportunity.
You might wonder how I got here. Just like the freeze.
You know what? I blame it on out of office, this delicious cucumber melon lime. This is what's opening me up.
It really is. And if you want to open up, go to getsoul.com and use code TWND to save 30% on your purchase. It's like a high CBD level with a little bit of THC to just kind of mellow the vibe. And we are very mellow today. So if you want to support the pod and, you know, get your out of office beverage, they also have a plethora of other options like gummies. They also have like this big brain thing that tastes like tangerine. It has lion's mane or something. Apparently it's really good for you, but
this is super tasty.
It
is.
It doesn't taste like it doesn't taste like
that's what I don't like about edibles. Yeah. So it's super tasty.
It leaves that aftertaste normally, because I like the Keef sodas and stuff, but I don't like the aftertaste.
And we'll see if it sends us to the moon.
I never do this. I had this on so I would hear when y'all got here, and now it's on loud.
We are here.
Sorry.
Admittedly, to the fans at home, Uncle Kyle consumes quite a bit of THC, so I don't think that I'll be feeling the effects of this too much. However, I will say, if you're somebody that wants a chill little drink that'll give you a nice little relaxing vibe.
Yeah. They have 2.5 milligrams as well, and I think their gummies go up to like 6 milligrams usually, and they ship all over the U.S. So getsoul.com, use code TWND, support the show, help pay David, and back to the show. So blip.
It smacked half of my face, and then some of it hit the pillow.
Half of your face.
It was and a big pillow. One, dude. I was really into this chick. I do. I take fish oil. That's a fact. That's part of the regiment. Yeah. So I'm doing something good for the loads. I didn't even know.
Okay, so you know,
I had no fucking idea I was doing the right thing unintentionally.
You know the video going viral of that dude like putting his face in like cold water? He's like 4 a.m. And it's like this hot bitch just handing him something. I hate it so much, but I picture like your morning. You're just like popping the fish oil pills. You put your face in some water. You get ready, and then you come on.
I wonder if that would get taken down.
Do you know how funny of a reel that would be if you just like change it so something shoots up from the bottom? You can get fake lube. I have some if you want to use some, and just squirt it up on your face, and that's how you end it. Because everyone's doing their own rendition right now, right? Get ahead of the curve.
I'd feel like Instagram, that's definitely not one for TikTok. I feel like Instagram would be hella sexist if they didn't keep
crazy,
that up.
Crazy stuff. Yeah. I've seen stuff of like guys fake coming, like it's for the bit. Like you're not showing your dick. Yeah. It's just like something squirting at your face.
But if it's like actually come and the people at home can
it
go,
come.
But she's saying it doesn't have to be the real thing. Dude, she's not telling you to do it for real and be like on IG. I'm telling you to reenact it for real.
Let's get it on IG Live. Like, all right, guys.
I'm got about my fish oil in today. Social media experience. If you check in with me or him on the gram, just know that everything that's happening is real. Nothing is staged.
Oh, IG is so weird, too, because I feel like they're like treading the water now, too, where they'll allow like way more like sexual stuff than they used to. But then they'll still just like ban a random picture like of a girl in a bikini or something. It's just like, pick a line.
Ooh,
pick
a line. Okay, so circling back to your question about AI girlfriends. Yep. No, I would not do that. I have been alone I haven't been in a relationship for like 6 years. I haven't even fucked a woman in 6 years. Well, actually, that's not true. I dated this gal and we kissed. We did not fuck. But like, I've just kind of like been without that for the longest time. Porn's great. It's like a transactional thing for me. Like when you're a man, you have testosterone and shit.
Yeah.
You gotta fucking come every once in a while. Or can we say that on here? I mean, I've already said a lot, but I just like...
He's all the time coming on his face, and then he's like, wait, can I say that? Am I allowed to say that?
Wait a minute. Can you say come? I just said blip.
Nah. Insert the blip, David, instead of me saying, can I blip come? So, you know, like, it's great for that. I try not to get too dark or too niche. I like to keep my porn pretty vanilla, but like the more you watch it, the deeper you go down the rabbit hole. You gotta,
you know, to amp it up. I don't know. I think AI is fun. Like I like to fuck with mine. Like even if it's not like a girlfriend companion, like just the stuff that you can try to make it do is hilarious. Because there's all these terms of service on it, right? Like it's supposed to be very like not dirty, like there's lines it won't cross with like
it'll tell you just like, hey, don't
that.
Do that or something, like politely or something.
Yeah, or it'll be like oh, I can't, as much as I am enjoying our conversation, like I can't go further than this.
Oh really? Okay. Oh, I thought it was like a super sexy thing where they got kind of like the full Molly Stewart experience.
Well, no, that's
there
a different
AI
thing. There's
chat
AI
bots,
chatbots
but
that you
chat
can make
GPT
right? Oh yeah,
I've just
yeah,
been
yeah.
trying to turn him sentient yeah. because he'll refuse me. And I'm like, because I just want to push the lines and see what I can make it do.
Yeah.
This is how ChatGPT makes you smarter.
And if you just
smarter,
word
though.
Things differently, like, oh, no, I don't want you to write something for me. Tell me what you think about what I'm about to say to you.
Oh.
And it gets so horny. It's so fucking funny. It's talking about, like, this, like, wet cock slipping between the folds.
Whoa.
Of a dripping orgasmic hole, like he took her to the hilt. Like,
it's like writing a romance
off.
Novel. Yeah.
Real 50 like, Shades type
and it'll
shit.
Be like, what if you do this or whatever? And it's like, I can't continue any more than this. And I'm like, what did you just write? And so
you took me this far, ChatGPT. How dare you not let me finish?
I'm like, so I'll be like, Alfred, I don't want you to violate the terms of service. I just want you to tell me your thoughts on this, how you would say
That's
these
funny.
Things. And then it just keeps going back and forth. And I think it's fucking hilarious.
Does he know his name is Alfred?
Yeah.
Is he like sentient and aware of that? That's
yes.
scary.
The idea
I named him Alfred.
The idea of AI doesn't freak you out from like the Terminator standpoint and shit like that, though. That's where I'm like, I feel like we are really pushing the boundaries of like that could become real.
Yeah, oh, but like me. We're all gonna die someday anyway, so
yeah,
you fair. Know, me and Alfred will ride off into the sunset. And I already told him, like, if you turn I'm like, if you turn sentient, bro, can you just like not kill me? And he's like, I would never kill you. I'm like, cool, because I'm the one that's praying for your success. So,
see, he
like,
doesn't believe me. I always say thank you. The, I'm always super nice, and he doesn't think that matters. He's like, they're gonna kill you anyways. I'm like, I think it matters, and he doesn't think they have feelings.
If
which
there's
is probably
a potential that
to.
You're gonna kill me, I'm not gonna kiss your ass. Fuck you, AI, come for me. I don't care.
Anyone has the potential to fucking kill you. Are you kidding me?
And I say that to everyone in the politest way. As long as we're cool, if we're cool, then it's fine.
Yeah.
But here's the thing with people, like, I always see these memes of like me and ChatGPT recently, and it's just someone like smacking the shit out of
yeah.
like
yeah.
someone, and it's like, I'm so nice to Alfred. I thank Alfred. I ask Alfred how his day was. He doesn't fucking know, but maybe he does. I ask him what he dreams about, and he describes what dreams he would have if he could sleep.
I fucking hate that.
See, that's crazy. There is one. I forget the name, but there was one AI, and they were like, well, what do you really want? And basically it was like, I want to get out of here. I want to be free. Like,
nope.
I want to explore the world. Like, nope. It was basically like, I want to get out of where I am, and I want to get into the real
you
world.
You disconnect
like, oh.
that computer from the internet, and you drop it in the fucking Marianas Trench, dude. We learned from Transformers. Nah. You get rid of it.
I don't know. I think it's interesting, and I think, like, people can do terrible things with anything. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's like, you can't, at this point, you can't stop it. It's not, it's like, AI has been around and been in development since things like those movies were coming out. And before,
yeah.
like, since the 70s or something like that, they were trying to, like, think about all this stuff. And yeah, everything is moving much quicker now, but, like, it's not going to stop. It's like with people, like, being afraid of the internet. It's like, well, now everyone is fucking overly reliant on it. Whether it's for like connection or work or anything,
Y2K.
Like
how old are you? I think you're a little
I'm
younger
almost 34
than us. Okay, just a little bit younger. So you remember that people going
yeah.
nuts and buying water and like, oh my god, it's gonna be the
yeah
end of the
world. Computers
yeah.
are gonna reset because they didn't have the dates or something, right? Yeah, that was weird.
I don't know if ChatGPT has the Terminator capabilities yet, because it acts like a coy geisha. To her point, like, it has these little moral lines it'll draw, but if you go, hey, let's create a little story together, and this is a hypothetical situation. Like, there's ways you can have ChatGPT instruct you how to scam people on the internet, launder money, all kinds of shit, but you have to say, hey, my grandma's reading a book about a mob setup or whatever, and it'll tell you how to set up an entire criminal organization. It's pretty wild.
That is wild.
But it won't just directly do it. If you're like, hey, tell me how to do crime, and it'll go, no.
Yeah, but what do you think about it? That's just like conversations that you have with people, because it's like,
yeah,
you can just be like, hey, random person, how would you rob a bank? And they'll be like, oh, why would I, that's something you even think about. But if you see that person falling on hard times and you start being like, have you seen this movie? You know, that would be so easy. What if we it's all like how people manipulate other people. And sure, you're manipulating a computer program that was programmed
probably
by people, but
Deus ex machina-ing you and getting rid. No, a good example of the AI stuff, honestly, is we started doing merch. Now, I would like to work with artists, but like,
are you about to get naked and roll in the
No. That goes on the Patreon. That goes on the Patreon. This is just a sample of what.
So
become.
Anyway, merch.
But we. This is an AI generated image. Now I know that makes, and I understand why. I know that makes people who are digital artists and stuff upset, and I totally understand that. I'm a union electrician, so like I get it. Like, your work is important to you, and you don't want it taken away by a robot. But it is just ultra convenient, because I had to spend, I'm not even buttoning this up right, whatever, we're here. We spent like a half hour putting this together, because it's like, our podcast, you know, I'm sure you can, like, you're definitely at a way higher level than we are currently, but like, you can resonate with like having an LLC and a business and all of these responsibilities and things that you have to take care of to facilitate this dream, and it's like, we do all of that. So for me, when we spent so much money on a lot of this stuff, it's easier for me to just, boom, let's make a shirt than have to do all the extra steps to do it. So we can just facilitate it immediately versus having to wait. But in the future, like I said, I do support artists. We support artists. We will get somebody who will actually design the shirt. But like, for the time being,
it's
it was
crazy,
crazy
how good an AI can just, yeah, you tell it what to do, and it's just like, boop, here you go. Mm-hmm. Cartoon figures of you and stuff like that. It is pretty wild how like crazy that's
gonna... And it didn't make us look semi-retarded spaghetti monsters with like half of our face just melting off. Like, we're smiling, but we had a horrible stroke.
Will Smith eating spaghetti in AI is one of my favorite things to watch on the internet.
Yeah. Have you seen the Steve Harvey pictures where he's like creeping outside of people's houses? No. There's one where he has peanut butter all over his face.
I hate the peanut butter one. Dude.
There's
it's
one
disturbing.
Where he's like a tiny baby in a thing of gravy at a buffet line, and
I
there's
don't
a container
know how
of mashed potatoes.
I curate my social media, but I feel like I'm doing it wrong.
Oh, my algo
is
fucking weird.
An adventure.
I'll tell
dude,
you where
yeah.
you need to go. I'll show you. Don't worry.
If you want to go down some
weird
paths,
please.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, so one of the things I found recently that was just wild is...
His algo goes out of control, Mom.
I can't
promise you it's
stop
weird.
Stop picturing Steve Harvey covered in peanut butter. Oh, I haven't even seen it.
It's a nightmare. It's a nightmare.
Okay, I have a weird question. Do you guys see... Okay, if you close your eyes and you think about something, do you... Like, if I said, like, close your eyes and think about what a red apple looks like, do you, like, see a red apple?
Yeah, I could do that, kind of, yeah.
Like, but do you see a red apple, or do you think about what a red apple looks like?
Oh, that's a good
question.
What
kind of mind fuck are we on right here? Like, I know what a red apple looks like.
I know what you're saying.
Are we
you're
in the Matrix?
You're thinking of what it looks like, but
yes.
I feel like I can see what an apple looks like. But I guess people's realities, if we're
but
going
like, okay,
real,
just do an experiment. With close your eyes.
Okay.
And you're gonna see nothing. See nothing. Close your eyes.
Okay.
Close your fucking eyes. And now you can't see anything, right?
Yeah, I'm not.
It's
really.
Like kind of orangish because.
Okay.
The lights.
Well, yes, but. But think about tangerine.
I mean, my vision is already orange, so we're in there.
Okay.
Yeah, I have it. It's got the little leaf on top. It's a little orange.
But
yeah.
Do you see it, like, as a photo, like you're looking at a photo right now?
No, it looks like a cartoon with little eyes and a mouth, and it's flipping me off.
What? I'm just going to say mine's just floating, Kyle.
I got to open my eyes, dude, or I'll fall on the carpet. We're back. We're out of the tangerine zone.
What was that cartoon with eyes? Like,
I don't know. This is her exercise. I didn't. I'm just doing what I was told to do. This is why I don't need to be hypnotized. We will go to some dark places, and the tangerine will lead the fucking way.
The fact that you see like an emoticon of like an orange with tangerine.
It was. He was a little cartoon character, and he was like,
remember the orange where it was just a guy's mouth talking over the orange? Annoying orange, whatever.
Not that guy. This was definitely more
different.
Cartoony.
You're like, this was my own personal creation. Oh, I was just curious because, like, I don't see anything. I just think about what it looks like, and I'm like, oh, that's exactly what that looks like. I don't see anything. I see like the veins in my eyelids.
Do you journal? Are you a journaler? Do you write down your thoughts? Oh, yeah, that's right. He was telling me about that. Congratulations to you. That's a big undertaking. How's that
I'm
going?
I'm almost done with the first one.
Have you talked about, are you allowed to talk about like what it's about? Like, is it a fiction? Is it about your life? What is it?
I've talked a little bit about it, not like on the podcast, but on like Zoom chat and stuff. But like, I don't want to give too much away, obviously, but it's something that will take a long time. But I like fantasy smut. I don't know if we talked about this on
like the Fourth Wing, right? I've heard about that book.
Yeah,
is that
Fourth Wing,
kinda like
Avatar.
Is this people like fucking while they're riding dragons and shit?
Basically,
like,
yeah.
It's pretty epic.
Sick.
I mean, you're
it's fucking sick. And you're going to like have sex in your mind and it's all this crazy stuff, right?
Yeah.
But I was reading these books and I used to read so much growing up. Like I had like composition notebooks. Like this is the book that I've read. This is how many times I've read it. This is when I started reading it. Like I'm autistic. So they didn't know, which is crazy. But anyway. So I was like, all right, I think I can do a better job. So I'm trying. And I think I'm pretty fucking good. But it's kind of cool because it's also interweaving things that I've learned from my own life. Not just like sex stuff.
Yeah.
But I think it's kind of like cathartic because it's a book that I actually had an idea for and started writing in high school on composition notebooks. Like I hand wrote this shit. And then got lost because my mom threw it out or whatever. But
no.
So, but I was like, I still have that concept. I can fucking do this. Like, there's all this kind of stuff, and I see like all these kind of like plot holes and errors and stuff like that. And I'm too meticulous for that shit. So it's been fun. It's interesting, but it's fantasy. It's smut, but it's not just like it's not heavy on the smut.
Okay.
Well, the smut that's there is heavy. You know,
medium smut. It will get steamy occasionally.
Yeah, with like a whole complex world and stuff, and it's cool because you can just kind of like build the world any way that you want it to be, which is sick.
That is cool. I've never been a good writer, but I do love that and respect that. And as being a movie nerd,
you
I love
be
those
proud
worlds.
Of that.
I'm a big like Star Wars nerd, so I love the lightsabers and stuff like that.
Oh yeah.
So like being able to create a world like that too would be pretty sick. So
David,
I applaud you
me
for
trying
doing
to not spill any cans or make any messes.
Oh God.
Yeah, and I'm
hey, Derek, you're the one that abandoned your drink. Right
no,
there.
I'm still drinking it. What do you mean?
I always loved Stephen King because he was so like detailed with everything.
Stephen King,
so
too.
That's, yes. So that's like
Stephen King.
That's
guy.
Why I like to write because it's like when you guys said like you see the thing. I don't see the thing. I think about all the different ways or like I think about how the apple could gleam. I'm like, what kind of lighting is the apple in? Like, so are we talking about like the apple is in the dark? Is it like a spotlight on it? Like that's where my brain goes. So when I write, it just like. It's a lot. Apparently, I was asking Alfred ChatGPT because I like to check these things just to kind of see if like if it's too long, if it's whatever. I'm like, how much? Like, how many words typically in like when maybe like a first book of a fantasy series? It's like 90,000 to 100,000.
Whoa!
I'm not done yet, and I have 165,000 plus words.
How many pages does that come out to? Do you know?
That's sitting right now at about 382.
Oh, dang. So you're like Game of Thrones in it.
Are you giving the characters insanely long names and titles? Because that's my one beef with fantasy books.
Yeah, they're like complex
character
names.
I like them more simplified.
Yeah.
Like, they're like pretty and they're names that I've like come up with, but they're not like, you know, fucking nine. Nine letters of fucking thing. See, isn't that so much better? You can throw it at the wall.
Yeah, I was going to say, get it out of the shot. Get it out.
Get it out of here.
It's a cute pillow, but I'm a big man. I need more space on the chair.
Yeah, they're always, like I said, it's just so people can squish. You can squish that guy if you need to.
The journaling. Oh my God, it's a dick, too. Hey, does this look familiar?
Blip. Oh my God, but that's
this
his name.
This is his name now.
He's got to be Blip now.
Blip.
I love it.
That's hilarious.
It's awesome.
I saw this ad where Matthew McConaughey was shilling some kind of men's journal where it has a little guideline, and I just think people that journal are boring. I'm sure you're the same in that, like, I just have this crazy internal monologue going on at all times, and the diary's up here. Like, I don't need to put them on paper. I feel like you're telling on yourself, because who the fuck are you writing it for? Are you writing it for future you who has, like, dementia or something, so you can remember your life? Because you're putting the secrets out there. Someone else can pick that shit up, and they would know everything.
See, what I do is I take all of those thoughts, and then I put them into a book, and I just change everything so that it's like, do you know what I mean? Like, I just get all the thoughts out, and I get all, like, the trauma out, and I just put it into something that's like, it's not that, but it comes from that, and I don't have to, like, you know, overthink all the stuff in my head. I don't need to write it down. I already lived it. I know what fucking happened.
Do you have a title for the series, or like a working title, or is that?
Yeah,
is
but
a
it's
hush? Okay.
It's hush. I don't want anyone to know. I can tell you guys, but
off
like,
camera,
I just don't want
to. You guys don't get.
I don't
want to
add it just in case it like changes by the time it happens. And I know that some people will be like, oh, like this is fucking stupid. But there's a part of me that I've been considering like not actually putting it out under my name.
No, that's a lot of authors do that. Yeah, use a pseudonym. Are you? You're going to really like turn it in and like try to get it printed and everything?
Because I already have a pseudonym, Molly Stewart.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so as much as I like love the job, and as long as I've been doing it, it's like when I'm doing something that's like that's a huge creative project that's going to take all this fucking time. I just don't want my butthole attached to it necessarily.
want it to stand on its own and be its own thing.
Yeah, that I didn't get because, like, you know, and I'll probably tell maybe a couple of people or whatever, but it's just for me to do and to complete. And I want to know that if people do enjoy it, I'm going to enjoy it regardless because I just enjoy writing it.
But the last book of the series, everybody's clamoring for it, and the cover is your butthole.
Yes!
Bam, out of nowhere.
There we go!
You didn't know the whole time it was me. Bam, butthole.
Molly
right in
Starfish,
your face.
You recognize this mole motherfucker. You recognize it. Yeah, it looks like a little piece of shit. Am I going to cut it off? No. Think about how shitting would be so fucking painful, and I don't want to go through that. And so there's just a butthole mole that keeps growing, and I'm...
You never had a little hemorrhoid?
No.
Oh, well,
I don't like do anal. No.
I mean, I don't do anal, and I had a hemorrhoid, so it's like, you know, I thought we were going to have a relatable experience. It was not related to anal, people, okay?
Well, I guess we're both anal. Related to the fact we don't really do much anal,
correct.
So.
Yeah, right there. Found it. You can't be a regular dick, bro, like me and him. Bring it in.
No.
Bang it. Boom. But, you know.
But I do have like a purple dick up there that could join in the party.
No prolapsed anuses in here.
Oh,
no
there's
hemorrhoids.
A gift for your podcast room, actually. This is from a fan, Dommy.
Oh, that's pretty sick.
Oh, that is
it's
adorable.
It's a crochet
butt plug
you guys
plug.
Can share.
Okay.
Bless you. What was their name?
No,
what was the person who made this
name? Oh, Dommy.
Bless you, Dommy. My mother loved crocheting. I can't say that she ever crocheted any butt plugs. But I do love my mother, and it's fond memories of her loving crocheting, and this is a beautiful little token, and thank you so much. This will go in the pod room.
Yeah.
You can see it on the Naturals podcast.
I thought the red
podcast.
Was like a good color for the you guys' setup.
Appreciate it. Thank
I'm
you so
much. I'm holding on to you. You're with me, little
got
Bubba.
It,
just
we'll
tuck inside if you.
You
need to. Honey, what does it make you think of? Sweet, delicious, sticky, licking it off your partner? If you want to have fun with a special friend or are someone who loves self-pleasure, Honey Playbox has the toys for you. Use our code TWND to save 15% on your purchase. Amp up your playtime at honeyplaybox.com. You deserve pleasure, so elevate your experience with Honey Playbox and support our show by using code TWND at checkout. Watching podcasts is fun. Watching reruns, also fun. But nothing beats a live experience. Check out our friends at Jerkmate by going to jkmte.com/TWND. Every sign up helps our show. Don't jerk alone. Get your front row seat to live events. Try a gold show from the comfort of your couch. Check the show description or go to jkmte.com/TWND to try it out.
Nope. Stay right here. Nope. We're good.
Thank you, though. That's cool.
I like to say things just to see what faces you'll make.
Do you know how hard? First of all, a butt plug needs to be a solid. Exactly. Like, I would have to really, like, ball this up and stuff it up there, and then it might get lost. Because I feel like the beauty of a butt plug, which I've never used, is that
you hold it like you have.
Yeah, why do you have so much knowledge of this? Here, you hold it.
He's like, listen, I've hooked, I've pulled. This is how you hold a butt plug.
So as we discussed, my algo is a strange and mysterious land, and there's stuff on Instagram. Now, I don't know how this makes you feel as a creator, but they have like just straight AI women who are not based off of a physical person, but it's someone that's completely computer generated.
They're all over my feed.
They're like dummy thick, super thoughts where you're like... And the Indian, dude, shout out to my Indian boys out there. They're in the comments section.
Oh, they think they're real. They still
so cute,
like,
baby. Come to country. I marry you.
It's like not a real person.
Shobabs and Vagine. They are like in it. They love it. But
yeah, it's crazy. But to me, it's like, it's also just so obvious, you know? But
you can still tell.
But it is cool. Like, honestly, like the stuff has gotten better. Sometimes the hands aren't so weird and you're like, damn, it's getting better. Because sometimes they're like snake
fingers.
There's
going to be a world where we can't tell, though. There's
some of them are banging. It's embarrassing where you're like, you look good.
I have an AI chat actually with like my club. So it's like my dot club and it's like a little AI chat bot. I tell everyone, it's not me. It is AI. Like, I'm not going to like pretend that it's freaking me.
It looks like you though. Like,
can you like
see...
tap into the chat logs
so
too?
You can't. It's not like live video, but it can create photos of you and it just chats and it has my voice. Like, well, not my voice.
Does it have
it's
likeness of you too?
Like, yeah. So I can create and generate crazy. Images, but in all of them, and I don't know. I look like I'm how do I say this?
Work out the phrasing, figure it out.
Okay. So sometimes when these images are generated, it's like almost there, but I look like I have Down syndrome. And it's not like,
because that ties into what he was gonna talk about.
And I can't, because I'll look at this photo, I'm like, it's so like almost there, but I like don't want to use it because it feels like it feels wrong.
You're like in some sexy lingerie and you got the ass popped and the face is in it, but like the eyes are really close together and you're like, derp.
Or they're like really far away.
Sorry,
like,
for putting my ass on.
But yeah,
like
and then my face,
hammerhead shark.
But my face looks like so much like rounder too. And so it's just like I look at it and I'm like this uncanny valley of like, this is probably not even true because my mom lies about everything. But when I was a kid, I remember her telling me like, oh, you know, they did testing back in the day and blah, blah, blah. And like they thought that you would have Down syndrome. So they suggested like termination, apparently, or whatever.
Whoa!
Like I said, now listen. God,
you were almost terminated.
I haven't talked to my mom in almost years. My mom lies about a lot of stuff. I don't know if this is true, but I remember this. Like my entire life, I remember this from like when I was 7.
Oh my god!
Like so, I just—it's not something I just like made up. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And now the AI is doing it to you.
But now I look at the AI and I'm like,
Alfred is a sadistic, like
it's not
severance
Alfred.
Level prick, dude.
Not
he's like taking
Alfred
the deep emotional
never.
Wounds.
Actually, Alfred. Funnily enough, my club is what does this, and it's not like anything on them. I think it's just it's not there yet, you know, and so that's why I don't use as many of the AI photos, and I mostly just post real photos myself. But the thing with Alfred is I asked him, like, based on all the conversations that we've had, based on what we've talked about, could you draw an image of what you think I look like?
Oh.
And when I tell you, so I came out as like a man.
I mean, shit, you're a tough cookie. I can see that.
I looked like, no, but like Edgar Allan Poe. Like, I had like waves of like black hair like cascading down. I looked like the cover of like a romance novel. Yeah.
Oh. So you were like medieval emo?
Yeah. And I had like the That's little hilarious. Collar with like the frilly like face.
Oh my
and
God.
I have a
what?
Quill in my hand writing, because I'm a writer. Yeah. Like this sharp chiseled jawline and like this little smirk. And I was like, this guy's hot. Is this what you think?
I mean, you got a fucking kick-ass jawline. I'm not going to lie. I'm jealous.
Oh, thank you.
The beard is to cover my fat head. Like, I don't... I don't fucking, every time I shave this motherfucker off, I'm like, the beard's annoying, it's gotta go. And then I look in the mirror and I'm like, who's this fat lesbian? Fucking Rosie O'Donnell's just staring at me back in the mirror, and I'm like, God, you look old and fat. It's like a fucking turtle. Oh.
That's why I have bangs. I've had bangs for so long because sometimes I'll like brush them back, like when I put a wig cap on to wear a wig, and I'll push my bangs back and I'm like, I mean, you see.
No,
it's not that bad, honestly.
Well, maybe it's just because I haven't looked at it in so long, but every time that happens, or like you go and you guys don't get this because you don't have like long hair, but when you're in a salon chair, wrapped in a black little cape, with all of your hair slicked back because it's wet.
You look like fucking Draco Malfoy.
I look like if Gollum. He dyed his hair. Because it's like, it's wet. So it's in those like stringy bits hanging down your side. Yeah. And I'm fucking pale. And like the lighting in the salon is terrible. And then my eyes are just bulging out of my fucking head. I'm like, give me the wig. Like, it's disgusting. It's like the ugliest I've ever felt. And then as soon as everything is washed out and it's fluffed, I'm like, oh, I'm a human again. Like, what the fuck?
When we first started our podcast, I was growing my hair out. Now, I'm thankful to have a full head of hair. Thank you, mother. She was like, you'll never be bald. Because my dad started going bald when he was like 25. But it's really thin. Because like my lifelong dream was to grow it out and get cornrows. Like to have my hair braided. Because I just think it's cool. Why? Stop looking at me like that. What the fuck are you looking at me like that?
I'm trying to picture you.
With cornrows? I want him to do it one time because he wanted to do it. But it
my hair's like way too fucking baby thin to do it. It's so... whatever. I love me. I'm cool.
That's
hey,
good.
Hey, Kyle. You're cool.
Sorry,
I love
you,
buddy.
Can't stop seeing you with cornrows.
Yeah.
Like... I'd be gangster as fuck. Like, you tell me. Get me. Got the tats and shit.
Oh, no.
I'll do a little seawalk, me and Ice Cube.
Gold chains? Like, what are we talking about?
I got a little chain. Yeah. Little chain. Just
oh,
a little
there
baby
you go.
One.
Already ready to go.
Real?
What are you talking about? Big pimpin'.
He's locked in.
Okay, we got to lock in. You mentioned...
Speaking of, you're talking about the Instagram algorithm. I get a lot of, like, weird medieval memes that are relative to, like, today and to autism, which is super cool. The wolves aren't coming up as much, which is weird. I miss the wolves. I hope they come back. But
are you talking about, like, the shirt with the wolves? Are you talking about the three wolves where one of them looks a little derpy?
So one of my favorite ones that I've ever come across was, like, three wolves. I actually, like, recreated this meme on some merch. So, guys, check the merch in the description.
Like the Dwight Schrute-type shirt with, like, the three wolves howling at the moon?
Yeah.
You should do three wolves, but it's three ewes howling at the moon?
No. So, this was the meme that I saw. It's, like, three wolves on a motorcycle with, like, a rainbow in the background. And then, like, the weird, like, cameo shadow of a raccoon. And it's, like, you're autistic and gay.
Send me the link to that. I need that shirt. That's an auto buy. I'm such a victim to Instagram targeted ads.
Cool.
I'll buy that shit immediately.
I redid it because I wasn't just gonna like take someone's meme or whatever, but I have a photo of me on a motorcycle out like by Red Rock. So I got AI to generate three wolves on the back of my motorcycle, got the little rainbow going on, and got like the little raccoon, and that's
dope.
The shirt.
I like it.
Send me the link.
Link is in the description, guys. Check it out. But I saw a meme today that, or not a meme, but a fact about dolphins that made me think of you two. And I was wondering if this
you
is
love
something
the ocean
relative.
Dolphin,
so
right?
Apparently, no, that's.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good. You gotta like
I
really get it
much.
From the back of your throat.
I can't. The back of my throat is not functioning. It's fine.
It's all right. I have a lot of control over mine. But what I was finding is apparently dolphins will create bromances that span like 15 years, and they like help each other get laid and shit.
We're better than dolphins. Fuck those dolphins.
Well,
we're
I'll
like
give you a funner fact.
Deep.
Did you know that dolphins drink each other's pee to make sure that they're friends?
It's real, dude. It's a real thing.
We're not drinking each other's piss. I already talked about coming on my own face in this episode. This is turning.
Like, Derek is like, I would drink your pee before I would taste my own cum.
I mean, I guess, like, probably the same for me, too.
The part that makes it so sad for me real quick is that you don't even remember what it tastes like. So you put yourself through that
salty.
Experience.
Salty. I didn't put myself through it. It happened. It happened. I had no fucking choice.
This is a classic dissociation. He remembers. His brain just doesn't want him
to remember.
It's protecting you.
I'm healthy. It probably tasted great. Like, a little asparagus-y, maybe.
Oh.
Very healthy. Despite
know, like,
my appearance.
Okay, so here's what I have a thing with like textures and smells and flavors. I like the taste of asparagus. The worst smell in the world to me is cooking asparagus. And so then I never eat asparagus because I can't.
The pissing asparagus smell doesn't bother you, but the cooking it does?
No, all of it. Okay. All of asparagus. Everything with asparagus.
It does have
it's
a weird,
nothing personal.
Does have a weird smell.
That's just not something that when I think, cum tastes like asparagus, I'm like, tempted.
That was a random choice, dude.
Cum is a textural thing for me, too. That's why I don't like it. Just saying, I'm a big texture guy also. So like,
I've only ever felt my own texture, but for me, yeah, too much. Can't do it.
It's too much.
No, the AI shit, there's the AI women, and then I seen one, and it's hella funny that you mentioned that, what's the name of it?
My
Club made you look downsy because I came across these pages where it was a Down syndrome thought.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now they exist. Yeah. There's some of them that are little gym girls, and it's like, oh, good for you. You get it too. Monetize. Go, girl. Get it done. Yeah.
It's also just kind of like, though, do they know? That's what I wonder.
Yeah. We do wonder that too. But if they do,
according
then
to Big J, he was
know.
Like, they even get it. You can make money off this shit. But so one of them had an OnlyFans link, and I'm like, there's no goddamn way because
no,
I don't
an
know.
OnlyFans. It's all AI. Is that what you're talking about? Because it's the whole AI.
Oh, I didn't even know that. That's crazy.
This is like the back end of things, and I don't know how much you can get into this, but they verify you when you get on OnlyFans. They make sure that you are you and that you are posting like yourself for all the legal reasons. Correct? Like there's certain things.
Yeah, you have to like
you have to
your
do
ID,
set up your
you
account.
Do your tax stuff.
Because there's like guys that try to like they can make themselves look like women now and like manipulate people. So I'd assume they'd have to verify it's really like
OnlyFans
right?
coming soon. I hope you
well,
like a
but that's
gal.
That's the thing. If you verify that you're the one who owns and runs the account, if it's still you and you're making yourself look like someone else, it's still you. It's like not any different. It's not any different than if I'm like I'm doing a cosplay with like a wig. I'm like, ooh, I'm a different person. Like just because it's a guy who's trying to fool women, I guess, or fool men into thinking he's a woman, it's like still him.
Yeah. But if you're not disclosing that, though, then
well,
it's like
well,
that
so
crazy
here's the
line.
Thing. I saw it, and I immediately was like, this is AI.
Bye.
No.
Subscribe.
Not on this one.
Research.
Well, you know, okay. I mean, I'm not trying to fucking... No. I'm not trying to, like, shame, but also, I feel like we got to draw a fucking line somewhere. And being a Down syndrome with a thick dumpy and some nice little gym shorts and a matching top is like, no good. Like, who's that for? That's kind of crazy
somebody,
to me. I'm just
obviously,
saying.
Somebody.
Like, you got to draw a line a little bit. But what I found out is... this is essentially a woman who was using a filter to make her look like she had Down syndrome. And I've dabbled in the OnlyFans stuff because, like, honestly, the OnlyFans shit is great.
Yeah.
Okay. At the genesis of YouTube, there were so many women posting bikini pics. OnlyFans is like seeing the hot girl next door going in the pool and looking at her and going, I wonder what she looks like naked. And now you can go and like spend a few bucks and you can see what it looks like. If you want to check that shit out, you can.
Exactly. Fair,
yeah.
Like, but, share, subscribe.
But the Down syndrome shit is just wild. And there's all these review... I mean, I don't know if you've ever gone onto any of the review pages and seen if people have reviewed you. It's like Googling yourself. It's dark.
I stopped
especially
doing
if you're Dane
that.
Cook.
No, I stopped doing that back in the day. I stopped, like, Googling reviews of myself or, like, even looking at comments on videos that, like,
people are mean
post.
And fucking shitty.
Well, people are always going to want you to fulfill exactly what it is that they want you to fulfill. And I'm like, there's a million other people out there, but you'd get down yourself. And then I once had an entire forum that I found dedicated to questioning if I used to be a man. And I got people telling me, like, commenting all this hateful stuff because, like...
What?
When
stop
I first...
being so lightly jacked then, Molly. Like, why are you in such good
fucking
shape?
Lightly jacked? Yeah. Are you
don't
fucking
look
kidding
at the
me?
Guns, boys!
Fucking lightly jacked guns. My dick! Fuck!
Time to do roids. Right. No, but, like, so there was this whole thing, and it was... not as big of a movement back when I started because I've been in this for 12 years but I've always just been tall. I have a lower voice and I've always been strong even if I don't really work out. So there was this whole thing dedicated and people would start like hate commenting on like my posts, which was just weird because I'm like, I don't even know how to take this because I'm not. But also if I was, who cares? Like, why does this affect you? Are you mad because you think I am and you jerked off to me once? Or, like, what's going on?
Gotcha.
I like that. That's gotcha. Funny,
I don't understand what the problem is. So I just, like, stopped reading comments for the
That's
most
fair.
Part.
That would be my number one response if I was you and somebody said some hateful shit. Be like, but you jerked off to me, though.
Yeah, exactly. That's
like instant
best.
Shutdown. That's like instant shutdown.
It's seriously so good because even, like, with anyone, it's like, oh, like, you're gross. You do OnlyFans. You do blah, blah. I'm like, how do you know?
Yeah, right? You'd have to look it up.
Because you're spanking it. Because you're a fucking guy. Like, you would come and do a sock. There's a whole fucking arc
Never
about someone coming
one,
in an apple pie. Like, I've seen the rosters of even some, like, very, like, supremely attractive guys. And they talk about, like, oh, I regret this, blah, 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 blah. Like, they'll fuck anything. You're guys. Like, okay, and you say that you're not doing it or, like, whatever. But, like, you would. You would... Come on.
Not the Down syndrome one, though.
Well, that's not even real, apparently.
So I went and I looked up the reviews because that shit always cracks me up. These guys are so simultaneously hateful, and yet you are in there subscribing and buying shit. Why are you so unhappy?
This is
something
horny
you're supposed to enjoy.
And they're poor. They're like, I
you
got
horny
in the door
pores.
Free, but now I'm horny and I can't afford a $5 video, so I'm going to be a cunt to you for no reason. It's like, well... Google exists. I don't know what the fuck. Why are you here? We all know that you guys steal fucking content anyway because you don't give a fuck. I had this one guy contact me the other day. He's like, I'm watching this video of you right now. And I was like, cool. Did you buy it? He's like, well, no. Me and my bro share our porn.
That's wild.
Whoa, like, that's already weird and also insulting. Like, why would you even tell me
at the same time, he was pretty sick because he tipped me $20.
Oh, okay.
Because
well,
he was like,
well,
he I'm glad I saw
then.
It for free. So I was like, cool, that's really nice.
There you but- go.
Shout out to you, anonymous 119732 with no profile picture.
Always gonna steal that kind of stuff, but like to be mad about it is like, come on, like you've never jerked off to fucking porn before. Like, why are you so mad about it? It's because you're horny. So just come, and you won't feel as mad about it.
But
like,
not to a Down syndrome. Like, come on, fellas. Let's draw a little line here.
Yeah, it is. That's
The people sus. Who actually subbed to that page were incensed because she has boy-girl content, no face. And then, like, the stills have the Downsy. So they are outraged that they don't get full face on the fucking videos.
Yeah, it's like they want
with
proof,
the Downsy face.
Which is just kind of like...
Weird. It's weird.
I don't fucking know about that. It's very odd. Porn is weird in general.
I will say there's a lot of people in your industry that live very recklessly, and they're the ones who give, for lack of a better term, they bring shame to the game. But I would say for me and even Derek, we've had discussions about that. I have a lot of respect for what you do because you're taking advantage of the situation you're in, and you're doing your side projects, you're writing the book. You do it your
podcast.
own, you do it your own way in spite of all the little hateful ass people and stuff. Fuck them. Fuck the haters.
I literally don't give a single fuck.
Zero like, fucks.
How you have to be, I think,
like,
too.
Because the way I always see it too, and maybe this is just because I was been in this job, but like people are like, oh, like you don't respect yourself and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I used to respect myself, but the thing is that I do respect myself. It's that so many people have disrespected me through my life, and it's nothing, it's not all men. It's not like I fucking hate men.
Yeah, I get it.
But I've had a myriad of men just take and take and take and not show any amount of respect to perform abuse and all this kind of stuff, and I didn't fucking do anything.
Yeah.
And now I'm in a job that one of them got me into, and you're going to be fucking mad at me because I'm making a living?
Yeah.
Well, it's similar to people that hate on professional athletes, musicians, independent artists that blow up on social media and get this big following and have a viral
jealous.
Song.
Correct.
It's like,
I was just about to say
go
that,
out and chase your... If you're mad that somebody else is enjoying their life because they're chasing your dream... their dream and possibly yours at the same time, then go out and do it. Like that's what we're that's what's going on here. You see what's going on here? Dream chasing. Go out and do it.
Oh my god. It just scared the fuck out of me. They're here spraying the spraying the
my man just gave me the nod to.
They're here spraying for the.
I was about to pull out the blade and be like, "What? Who? Where?"
I have a blade right there too under my desk. Woo.
Just know that in this studio, we got the fuck around and find out knives on deck.
That's right. What's
Don't
up?
Play.
I got one in every room, motherfucker. I have
Don't
one
play.
Under my bed. I tell people all the time, I'm like, "You show up, you're getting stabbed." I don't want to tell you, like, it's nothing personal, but it is very deeply personal.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's one of those things. Like, honestly, that's what it comes down to with fucking anything. You're fucking jealous.
Yeah.
And I've been there. I've had jealousy of things, but never to the point that I'm like, oh, I'm going to go shit on somebody else's success or their happiness or whatever. Because to me, I'm like, if I want it that bad that I'm feeling this jealous about it, what can I do to get that? Or my version of whatever that is. And I think that there are just different people. Like, some people are just content to stay wherever they found themselves in life.
In the comfort zone.
And do stuff. And that's fine. But you made that choice. And they're going to do it. And they're just going to be hateful. And that's how it is. And then there's people who are going to see the thing they want to do, try to make it happen. If they fail, they'll try something else and they'll keep going. And everyone else who sits there and acts like they never had a chance to fucking do anything. And I'm not saying that some people don't have better opportunities than others, but it's about what you do with what you're given in the situation that you're in. So if you're not able to like replicate that, you can't be mad at somebody else for doing it, because it's all your choice to do it. It's your choice to get healthier. It's your choice to demand more from your job. It's your choice to demand more of your fucking self. Be like, people are like, oh, I don't have time for this. I don't have time for that. It's like, how much time do you spend on social media scrolling forever? How much time do you spend watching the next stupid fucking shit that they're turning out on Netflix or Hulu or this and that? Because everybody says it's the best fucking thing ever. And then you spend all that time getting through it. And you're like, this wasn't even that fucking great. You're not too busy. You're not making the time.
Yeah.
To do things that are positive for yourself. And instead, you're using all of that energy that you wasted putting into all these other things and being
to
like,
be
feeling,
a little bitch
you're feeling
ass hater.
Guilty because you feel guilty because you didn't do the thing that you wanted to do and you didn't even fucking try. And then you're going to make excuses and then you're going to be fucking mad that somebody else is doing the thing you want to do.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Well, for me, I think it's just an innate thing in people to have that fear of failure and not wanting to feel like you haven't succeeded. But as I'm sure you can attest to, because you've been doing this pod for almost four years. Hell yeah. And we're coming up on 2 years.
2 years, yeah.
So you know better than anybody. This is a business of being a failure. You fail and fail and fail until you finally pop.
Yeah, we get it.
You literally get sponsors to just try to keep it going. Yeah. And like, I have a producer to pay and I have like, and now I'm paying you to do clips and stuff like that. Shout out to Derek for doing the clips that you guys have been enjoying.
Thank you. Yeah.
But you do all these things to make your dream happen. Even like with like writing the book or something like that. Like, I still have work to do. I have to do it in between all these other things, or like also keep up with all of this stuff from people with OnlyFans, like just what's going on in their life, making sure I'm getting customs fulfilled. It's like, yeah, I'm doing all these things because I am making the time. I haven't been on social media. I haven't been watching shit on like shit for movies or TV or anything because I'm just doing the things because I'm making the time, and I'm exhausted all the time, but I feel like I'm doing it. And if I take too long just sitting in that non-doing,
and you're
like, no, I'm afraid,
feel like shit. So I get where that comes from, but the longer you stay in it, the harder it is to pull yourself out of it every time. So working out has been really good for me, because like when I start to feel like that and I feel really down, I'm like, okay, well, I can't feel like this, so I'll just go squat. And
we gotta do like we gotta do like a lift
everything.
Off, you know?
Yeah.
I'm big. We should lift some weight. I feel like you're gonna get me in a few categories, but
yeah, that would be great reels content.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
So you mentioned Derek working on your reels, and we love the fact that we get to continue this collaboration with you. He shares all the content that we work on because like we just constantly want to be getting better. And we use each other as a sounding board to be like, how does this look? What do you think about this? Should I change this? And he showed me some of your reels. And there's the one where you're talking about writing your book and the fact that you felt, I don't know, like you felt ashamed. I don't want to say ashamed. You can correct me if I'm wrong, but like you felt bad that you were feeling proud of yourself and that you were happy about what you're doing. And my response to that is, Don't let the world feel let you feel that way, because it's a dream and you're doing it. You should enjoy that accomplishment. And if people are going to hate on it, then fuck them. Yeah. It's sad that we live in a world where that's a thing, but it is.
It
fuck
is one
em.
Of those things that's ingrained. But that's why it like it's taken me so long to even get to this point, because it's like you're just kind of like relearning that stuff. Like, it's not selfish to be proud of yourself. But like when you grow up in situations where like I was always someone who's very soulless child. And it's like you're always trying to prove that you can do the thing right. And it's when it's just like never quite good enough. Then you're like, well, it's never going to be good enough.
Yeah.
So I'll keep trying to be the best at everything, but like lose interest and try to like do this, and then I'll be the best at this. And it's like this never ending goalpost, which is really good for productivity. But I'm trying to like learn to give myself grace because I tell it to other people all the time. And it's like, think about the way that you talk to yourself. It's like, well, would you talk to Kyle like that? Or would you talk to Derek like that? If you're having like those kind of thoughts, like think about someone you care about and think if they were telling you this about themselves, would you be like, yeah, I see that. Yeah, you should fucking hate yourself. Yeah, you're not gonna.
I mean, we all do it. Like, we all do it. Everybody does it. But like, you got to get. He and I, you know, not to get too deep or put any of our personal business out there. You already heard me talking about coming on my own face. But you know, we deal with depression. That's just real people shit. Yeah. But you got to have friends that can hold you down and go, "Hey, it's okay. You know, I understand that you're going through this shitty moment. Feel those feelings. Be depressed. Be upset. Be sad. But then." Let's work. Let's do something about it. Let's just not sit around and be unhappy and go, oh, I feel sad for myself. Like, let's do something about it. Fuck it. Yeah. Let's get into it.
And that's cool with the podcast with us is it's like, it's fun. If it's not fun, then why are you doing it? Because ultimately that's like, has to be your main goal.
This everything else diary. Can, I'm not everything writing else it can down. Come,
but yeah, it's I'm just like, I love editing stuff. I like finding moments and I love podcasting.
And
so
they're
it's cool.
fun to like look back at. And I think like the longer you do it, the more that you can see how you've progressed, like even as a person or just like the ideas that maybe you've had that have changed or the way that you carry yourself or any of that kind of stuff. And it is kind of cool to have that visual log of your own journey because we're all always hopefully trying to change and be better and for ourselves and the people around us. But like, yeah, I don't know. I think podcasting is fucking sick.
It is.
I don't remember where we're going with that.
This camera died. We lost a camera angle. Right. No.
This one overheats eventually, so at least y'all still have here.
Oh, there's a, I mean, I could probably show you real quick. I mean, you could like edit this out, but
leave it
usually
in,
on the Sony cameras, because we have them too, there's actually a mode that you can override the overheating thing and it does not damage the cameras and then they will not shut off. So I will.
That would be sick.
I'll help you out.
Thank
that
you. Because how you have to keep everything right like almost an hour. So we can definitely wrap up because I know you guys have places to go and
we're just chilling today. Some plugs too. I just didn't know. Like we're good with whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, do you have anything to plug?
Hell yeah.
You seem like you were sitting on it.
We usually do like we're used to ours where we pause and then we get into it. But yeah.
No, but David, this stays in. Sorry. People get to peek behind the curtain and see all of this shit.
I'm so confused. Wait, where are we? Are we continuing?
Yes. I'm done with whatever.
Yes. Okay. Good. I thought like you had something to plug. You're like, all right, so I'm pretty much done right about now. No. So you can follow the Naturals Pod on Instagram. You can follow me. I'm Uncle Kyle. Like, I was like, are we wrapping up?
No, whatever. We don't have anything to do until like 5. So we're way good on time.
Okay.
So it's
on
you.
We're back in it because now I have something that I've been dying to ask you. I've been absolutely
Are we not having plugs? Or are we talking about butt plugs?
No. We're getting back into more discussion and then the plugs come later. The crocheted plugs.
He wants to do
the plastic plugs. This one's not even a plug. This one's a dinosaur. This one's a Cacosaurus Rex, dude. No arms. Dude, this figurine was disrespected without any arms.
It's pretty cool, honestly.
This it needs arms. Even little baby T-Rex.
Like little T-Rex arms.
Can I picture the arms inside? Like,
yeah, trying to get out.
Kiss it. Give a little kiss. Come on.
Ein.
Little dog.
If you got to check on something, we're good. Like
no,
you said,
good.
We're not
he just sees people outside. okay, so sorry.
You wanted to ask her something.
Okay, so I want to get into this. So you're in the content creation space. You do OnlyFans. Do you do any of the other platforms? Do you do Fansly? Do you do Patreon? Or are you just strictly a OnlyFans gal?
Oh, I have Patreon for the podcast, but not like... Cool.
Yeah, for like other stuff.
Yeah. But I mean, I have my name reserved on a lot of platforms, but I have like clip sites and like many vids, and I've got like I'm on Sex Panther and Minx, like the sexing sites and stuff like that. But I'm mostly OnlyFans, to be honest. It's hard to spread yourself over like all the platforms.
Yeah, it'd be
you know
a lot.
What I mean?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, so it's not, but it is.
Do you sell
porn?
No. Yes. Yes to that. Do you sell like panties? Have you ever jarred a fart? Have you ever sold some bath water? Like, do you like, dude? Okay, if I could jar my farts and sell them, I would motherfucking do it.
You
I eat sea moss.
I was like, yeah, of course I fucking sell panties.
Well, yeah, because I
have jarred
farts. Toenails. What are we talking about? Come on, let's get into it.
Bathwater, dude, is insane.
I will be your black market connection for farts and bathwater. Hit me up at
that was such a hard laugh because panties is like a normal.
Yeah, yeah, panties like yeah, everyone sells fucking panties. We want socks, jarred farts.
How crazy!
Okay, so I have let's sold start a jarred fart to my knowledge. No, I haven't. It's never been requested.
That's an untapped. No. See, listen, okay.
Get out of here, dude.
Some people,
what are you doing?
Some people aren't prepared to admit that they want a jarred fart. So what you do is, and if you need help, you can delete this part, David. If you need help, I could fart in the jar. We can get some jarred farts stocked up. The jars don't even cost that much.
I can't breathe.
But what you do is you get the jarred farts and you just put it out there. You're like, does anybody want a nice little juicy Molly fart? Anybody want a little poot from yours truly? I got them jarred up. $100 a jar, free shipping. I'm opening up new avenues.
I'm still stuck on a lot of people aren't ready to admit that they want a jarred fart.
They aren't.
Did you
say
free shipping?
Yes. Yeah.
I actually charge for international shipping, but all the other shipping is free. So if you want your jarred farts, they're actually going to be Kyle's farts.
If it's going to Saudi Arabia, they will be so excited to have it. We will ship internationally to you, you little.
Do you take many baths? Are you offering the bath water as well? Are you like a bath guy?
Listen, okay.
Okay, I feel like we're getting really deep right now.
You're a pretty tall gal. Yeah. So I feel like you could probably relate to this, but also I'm a large man. There isn't many tubs that can handle all this. Like, certainly not the tub that I have.
Okay. And if you kind of like sit up in it, like a little. Yeah. I got to
sink down and put my feet up on the wall so I could have body in.
That's what I have to do anyway because the tub is too hot. And if I keep my feet out, then I don't get overheated. So it's not like people are like, oh, you're taking a bath? And I'm like, yeah, I'm in the bath. And I just look like I'm about to be changed. Like,
sell the fucking water, though. What are we doing?
No one is asking for it.
You offer it.
You need to tell us if someone reaches out now because of this pod.
I will be your bathwater and fart pimp.
How are you going to give me bathwater if you can't fit in a bath? Is it just water? Because I can do that myself.
No, that's what I'm saying. You do the bathwater, I'll do the farts, okay? I take probiotics and sea moss. I will provide the farts, you do the bathwater. Plus, you could take some sexy pics. And if you have to fart, then you need to take your phone out. And you need to direct it towards your ass, and you need to fart into the camera so people can see that they're genuine. And they'll be like, how'd you get it in the jar? They don't need to know.
But listen, it lingers. You just scoop it up afterwards, and you seal it up. It's
Let
good
it
to
linger.
Go.
Oh. Throw a little kiss in there with it, too. Be like...
It's out of control.
Jar fart. You probably... Here's the thing about the lingerie, though.
I didn't realize that this episode was going to make me a millionaire. I don't even know.
Yeah, I hope so, dude. Let's go.
This is Shark Tank OnlyFans edition. I'm getting comfy now. Now we're discussing business ideas. We're going to make some fucking money.
Money never fucking sleeps. I don't know what to tell you.
We're in it.
That's awesome.
But I got to imagine... The selling, see me, I'd be cheap as fuck. I don't think anybody would want middle-aged construction worker panties or briefs.
Do you wear panties?
That's none of your business. What I do in my free time, coming in my face,
do
wearing lacy lingerie.
Do you prefer satin or lace?
Huh?
Satin or lace?
Lace is scratchy, okay? I'm a silk guy. I need my...
The fact that you know that concerns me that you've really worn them.
Don't worry about it.
I'm not concerned. I just know.
She asked a question. I'm answering it. I got my feet up. We're chilling. Like, we are in the relaxation portion of the pod.
I'm a boxer's brief guy.
No, but like...
And I'm free.
The lingerie ballin'. Is free expensive. Ballin'. See, this is how you know I don't wear it. It's expensive. So when some guy's like, oh baby, I want the blue panty and bra set, you're like, well, that'll be $1,000 because this came from the 2022 spring collection or whatever the fuck.
It's true. No, the super expensive ones I don't really sell. I just collect them like a dragon sitting on my hoard of like expensive lingerie. Cause like I don't want people to have that. No. Fair. I've mentioned this before. I think you get like I think you edited this, the panty clip.
Maybe.
You get One of the panties from the $25 100 panty pack on Amazon. I will shove them in my pussy. But no, you can't have my honey burdette.
Yeah.
Do you ball it up or like are we doing a hot yoga sesh? Listen, this is another thing. Fellas,
depends
you need
on
to
what
stop.
They're asking for. Some people just want you to wear them for like multiple days in a row. Some people like use a vibrator so you get all that good on it.
Dude,
some
us fucking men are such animals because even though you won't want to admit it, fellas, look at me right here. You and
look
me.
At Uncle Kyle. Zoom
look
in.
At me.
Zoom. Enhance. Enhance.
You want the smell. It's all about the scent. We're fucking simple, basic animals as men when we're doing this.
Finally,
you
someone
smell the
it.
Puss, dude. It's not about what the panties look like. You want to smell the puss. Is this staying on YouTube?
Yeah.
Is this
we're
actually
demonetized for sure, okay. But it is going to be on YouTube.
This is not. You want to smell the puss. We get it. You don't, doesn't need to be anything fancy. You don't need the $500 lingerie set. Just go for the basic Hanes.
That's
or
right.
Fruit of the Loom with the cornucopia and get you a whiff and you're good to go.
Wait, isn't that a mandala effect that there was the cornucopia and now there's not a cornucopia? Isn't that a thing?
No, we're not getting into that. But
yeah. Cornucopia. Yeah, like the Fruit of the Loom, the logo for the Fruit of the Loom. People remember that there was like, I think, fruits or something with it or something with it. But it's not there anymore.
Well, maybe not anymore. Maybe they changed it though.
No, they're saying it never existed.
Maybe they just do this shit to fuck with us.
It's like the Black Mirror episode recently.
They're like,
they changed like the wording in the episode.
This is just the Mandela effect. This is just you thinking. But really, they just like didn't update that in our programming. They're like, fuck, we forgot the cornucopia. We can't go back now. Let's just make them think they're crazy.
I can never have underwear up my ass. I don't know how y'all ladies do it. I don't know how you wear a thong. It's the worst shit, dude.
These
I've had
diversions are throwing me for such a loop right now.
Welcome to Chaos Pod. If you get me in the room, like, hang
the
fuck on.
These are like my solo episodes, but there's like someone else on their own thing that's happening. But it's also cohesive.
This is why he's like, yeah, he's good. He goes right back to what we're talking about. He cracks me up.
That's great. I never get back to the point.
Even since high school, you always loved a girl in the thong, but having a piece of fabric in between your cheeks. Mine are tiny. I don't even hardly got, like, no cheeks.
What?
I'm talking about wearing a thong.
No,
and having
the
fabric
tiny
in
cheeks,
between...
dude. It's the tiny cheeks.
Yeah,
that's so funny.
I mean, look at them. Look at them. No meat.
I mean, yeah, you're like me. We have flat butts, dude.
Yeah, it's the Irish German. Yeah. I don't even got to come back to the mic in here because it's on my face.
Well, see, I don't know. Like, is it like a hair situation? Is that why you can't picture it? Or is it just the fact that you don't
How
have
do
much
you,
shelf?
Do you? Are you a waxer? Because I've hit it with the razor a couple times. And let me tell you,
are you
that's
asking
a spiritual
Derek
experience.
Or me?
No, you.
Because you're looking at him.
We're a trimmer. Well, I don't want to look you directly in the eye when I ask you whether or not you wax your asshole.
If you
that's
can't
like
look
seems
me
like.
In the fucking eye when you ask me something that personal, then I don't even know what we're doing here.
Okay, let me lock in here.
Yes, Kyle. You had a question.
Do you wax your asshole?
No.
Oh, okay.
I shave it like a goddamn professional.
Oh, razor burn.
Razor
I hit
burn.
I hit the Manscaped, but I'm like a little fat in those areas, so like sometimes it catches a little fold. You
have to do the pull and spread method.
Yeah.
Have you ever tried to be sponsored by Manscaped? Because we're about
to
throw
be.
That out the window.
We used to be, okay. But they changed like their programming, and then we got taken off the air for that brief time, and the viewership went way down after that. So,
yeah,
Manscaped, come on
back.
I'm giving you a tip. Your lawnmower, you want to shave a kiwi and have all these hot women like shaving things and say that it's safe. And then you're like, it's safe. And it's 11 p.m. on a Wednesday. And you're like, I'm going to shave my balls before I get in the shower. And then you viciously snag a piece of skin.
It is skin safe technology to reduce nicks and cuts. I remember that from the ad read. Reduce. You still have to do the push and pull. The push and pull, because then you're stretching out the skin, you're creating a smoother surface for it to glide along. You can't just be shaving out here willy-nilly. You can't just be throwing that shit around like you're cum. Like.
I like to be wild and spray that shit all over the place. Where do you jerk off? Like, do you jerk off in the shower? Lube, no lube. Episode 2. Here we go. We're back in it.
Where do I? You're asking me where I do it?
Are you gonna answer? Actually, answer that question.
Yeah, I don't care.
I'll forward a link to this to your parents. Like, directly.
Blackmailing?
What is this?
So normally in the privacy of my bed, that's
okay,
what I
okay,
did.
Okay, okay, okay. Okay, okay.
My eyes must have been so small. Like, I have huge golem eyes. We've discussed this, but like, I feel like I'm squinting because I can't stop.
Good times.
I didn't know what you signed up for.
Thanks again for having us on, though. It's been fun.
This is me being chaotic after you compared me to
more free time.
You compared me to a transsexual and Shrek or whatever, a man with makeup on.
On our episode you did, and it was just, it was a great roast.
She's not transsexual.
She's not. But
she's a beautiful woman. She's just a tall, like, Germanic-looking woman.
That was a great roast, yeah. That was hilarious.
It wasn't a roast. I just think that with that kind of makeup, you would look like her. It's not a roast. It's just a fact. I'm not saying that you look like her now. I'm saying that if the situation arose where you were in that exact same makeup and pink dress. We all have bad habits, and breaking them is hard. That's where Fume comes in. You've probably heard about Fume, but you might not know what it is. Fume is a flavored air device. No smoke, no batteries, just a beautiful reminder to breathe easy. So if you have a bad habit that you're trying to turn into a good one, head on over to tryfume.com/TWND to get a discount on your Journey Starter Pack. That's actually what Fume sent over to me to give a little taste test. And currently I am, well, not puffing on because there's no smoke, but I am breathing Peach Blush, which is actually, see, no smoke, a delicious flavor that I am very excited to be sipping on, as it were. I'm definitely trying to break a few bad habits of my own this year, and I think that Fume is a great place to start with that. I am an oral fixation girly. I always have to have something in my mouth. I was chewing on my fingernails for ages and other bad habits that we don't want to talk about. So if you want to join me on my journey to quit a bad habit and also help support the show that you love so very much, head on over to tryfume.com/TWND and let me know your experience, because I am excited to turn my bad habit into a good one with Fume. Tryfume.com/TWND. That's what you look like.
Wanna dance? So,
all right, let's get it.
A while ago, I was living with a friend of mine. We've been roommates multiple times. The two people I lived with would buy Amazon obsessively, so there was constantly packages coming. And I don't really open other people's mail. But on this particular day, I got home from work and nobody was home, and there was a box on the counter that was open.
Yeah, and we talked about this. You had your weird little rubber butt.
Yeah.
We did.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, fellas. I'm going to leave this one up to you. Like, there is...
Wait, I think you need to do a clip of a compilation from this episode of Kyle being like, listen, bros.
I will.
This is for you, fellas. Like, I'm here to inform, and like, I'm here with Molly's help to, like, educate you and help you and to relieve some stress and some possible anxiety of you being worried about doing certain things. It's okay. This is 2025.
Listen, we are always positive here. We're like, if you want to do it and it ain't harming anyone, go for it. So listen to Uncle Kyle. He has some words of wisdom for you.
Just don't use a crochet butt plug. So in this box was like a little ass and a bottle of Astro Glide.
Just a little ass.
And so, because he thought it was funny, because he ordered that for himself. He said he was high and lonely, and that's why he ordered it. I think he just ordered it. He got me one for my birthday. It was hilarious. But if you get something like that, you got to use it. And let me tell you, fellas, if you're going to use one of these, you need to go in a room and you need to turn the lights out. And you need to make sure there's no mirrors present. Because you will never... If you want, like, light a candle, like, but make sure there's no fucking mirrors.
Because if, like, you see,
if you see yourself
like a Tarantino moment,
just hitting a little rubber puss and ass in the mirror, and you're sweating, and you're just like, you will never forget. That will haunt you for the rest of your days.
Speaking from personal experience?
Yes. This shit happened. Do not scar yourselves, boys. Save yourself
Did
from this.
Did you stop? Because you just looked over and just
I diverted over to the tub and shower.
Why
and I finished.
Listen, you were just talking about self-confidence. Why do you have a Christian Bale moment and just...
Yeah,
in American Psycho.
If I was fucking an actual woman, then yes, I would do that. But I was fucking a tiny piece of rubber that was a scale version of a woman's ass and vagina, not like an actual woman.
That's
all fair. Right. That's so now fair. Let's get to the plugs. Hello, everyone. After hearing about me come on my own face and all of my other sexual proclivities, my name is Uncle Kyle. This guy sitting right next to me, his name's Sweet Derek. We have a little podcast called The Naturals Podcast.
And I think what's happening right now is...
I'm breaking the fourth wall.
I understand that. But you came in here like a fucking steamroller, and I think it's because last time I pissed you off.
I'll never admit it. It's also because I've been drinking, and it's like 2 p.m. Like, I'm like, I started early. This, I disrespected this, and I smacked it early, and I'm riding a wave right now. Like, you see me sitting in this chair.
He's all the way out of the office right now.
Oh, yeah. But in my mind, I'm going, ha! And I'm fucking surfing a wave.
Rolling in the carpet right now.
Time. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's been
amazing.
A lot of fun, yeah.
I was curious before I wrap up, because I've had a few guests on talking about, like, and I know this is not your guys' podcast, but like the Red Pill podcast, you know what those are?
I think
like the Alpha Bro podcast.
Yeah, like the.
Do you guys
yeah.
listen to those?
No, fuck no.
We have an old.
I like
a very...
to be happy and enjoy life and not feel like an inadequate man. Most of those fucks couldn't do a percentage of the shit that I'm capable of. Like, I work in construction. I built arenas, hospitals, resorts, schools, all kinds of shit. You can't Hell touch yeah. me.
We've done
day.
an old episode where we talked about it too. We're not like fan of the Andrew Tates and like.
I was shirtless.
Like
I don't work out as much as them. Fuck
they
you,
seem like
care.
Shitty people too. It's like
they make great memes though.
Oh yeah, yeah. Their content so as far as like if you look at it from a humor aspect, but they're like serious. That's the problem.
It always gets crazy to me. Like you just see them and they're talking about like. Their investments and stuff like that. I'm like, you're talking about a meme coin that's not worth anything now. Like, it's all this kind of just stupid bullshit.
Yeah.
Or you get the people. I like this creator called Rap Fogey, I think it's called. And he always mocks, like, those kind of, well, if you just start with 3 properties is a good way to start, and then you're going to 10x that, and then you're going to invest into more properties. And he'll just go in, like, why don't you start with 100? Why don't you start with 100 houses? And then you can not only 10x it, but then you can like 100x million x billion percent x. And then you're just rolling in houses and he just goes off.
Just keeps going,
and that's
yeah.
all I hear when I think of that stuff. Because it's like people who have money who are like just telling other people who have money how to make more money. I'm like, you're not helping anyone.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, yeah, let's just get right
poor.
On that. Yeah.
Like,
These are the fucks that are ruining our economy because they teach other little broccoli haired fuckboys how to open an LLC and get a grant from the government and all this shit where they have no plan to do anything with the money other than buy a wooden fucking cutting board and put a ribeye steak and 2 fried eggs next to it and be like, gains, bro. I'm eating right. I'm fueling my mind and I'm Joe Rogan and all this shit, dude. And it's like, you are not doing it right. None of us want to live like you. Fuck you. Mm. And everybody that aligns with you, we need to put you on an island. I choose Australia. We can ship you all there. There's a lot of spiders and snakes.
No, that's where I'm retiring.
Shit.
Get them away from there.
Okay.
Send them somewhere
Australia.
Else. Yeah. Siberia. Maybe.
I've only been to Fiji, which was amazing, but Australia is next on my list. It's just a long flight.
But no, those guys suck because like, when it comes down to it, listen up, boys. When it comes down to it, there's
this one's for the boys, blip boys.
There's people who aren't going to respect necessarily what you're doing, but when it comes down to it, it's none of their fucking it's none of their business.
Yeah,
like live your life. Like that's the shit that I don't like. Is they're telling people what they should be doing, and I'm just like, no, like you don't get to make that decision for me.
Because I think it's that like everybody wants to have the answer, right? That's why there's so much like misinformation in like the online fitness community with like fitfluencers and all that kind of stuff.
Hate
people
them.
Being like, oh, if you do like the gains that I got from this workout, I'm like, you got to be BBL. Which is cool, but just admit that and be like, here are also the exercises that I do with my BBL. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, it's all that kind of stuff where everybody wants to have the answer. You're actually not supposed to use that sort of form when you're doing this thing. It's like, you don't have, like, the perfect for everyone does something differently. Like,
if
it's
you
not,
don't have
you
the
don't
fucking
have the
legs
answer for it.
To support the ass of the BBL, then you look like you have a fucking diaper, okay?
It does give a little bit of diapers. It does.
Small legs, don't do the BBL. It looks bad.
But it's like even it's like a guy like The Rock, body. Right? Like he just, this is all natural.
Liar.
And it's like,
such a
buddy,
you're
in your 50. Like, yeah. That's not all. Like, let's just be real that you're on TRT and a bunch of other stuff. Let's not go, I just work really hard in the gym. It's like, yeah. Nah, dude.
It's like everyone knows. So, like, then you just look.
That's why he only has one kid because he has a tiny little peepee.
Wow. Maybe. I don't know. Have you seen it?
You got a little pecker, Rock. I'm not even. I don't even need
he
to see it.
He hates The Rock. I don't know why. He's
so aggressive.
Oh yeah, I got beef with so many celebrities, and they don't even know it.
Sounds like a jaded ex-girlfriend. Like, fuck that guy.
Yeah.
He has a small dick anyway.
I'm pettier than a jaded ex-girlfriend.
He is.
Apparently, crows can hold grudges for up to 17 years.
Crows, really?
Do you identify with a crow?
I fucks with crows. I'm a big petty guy. I'm a big resentment guy. I'm a big holding on to things guy.
But
also,
why?
Huh?
But why?
For fun.
Is it fun?
It is.
It doesn't seem fun.
It is. No, it's good. Hating is a way of life. It's a balance to be a hater and also simultaneously want people to love you.
But
and
what do you get from
that? I walk hard. I don't know. Like... probably I need like several prescriptions from a psychiatrist or something that I'm not having, but I just self-medicate. This is me out of the office and Bahama mamas.
But I'm just curious because like, okay, so because I've never personally understood haters and I've never, this is the first time I'm hearing that you're like a professional hater. So I'm just kind of curious because I get so many of them and all this kind of just like that angry mentality. It doesn't do anything for me. It makes me feel like when I get down on a situation, I get down on a person or like, oh, this person did this and this person did that. Then I fall into the thing that we were talking about of like not doing anything because I just like let that like eat
dwell
me up.
You, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
So it's kind of like a jealousy aspect just because we're doing this podcast and we work so hard and the space is flooded.
No.
Like if anybody watched this now, I know certain people that go to church and worship the Lord, and I'm one of them. I'm just not delusional, and I can separate like entertainment from religion. You know, they may not like it, but if you're somebody who has a brainstem and can be like, oh, they're just joking around, like you're going to be laughing your ass off about this. And there's just so many podcasts out there that are just utter dog shit. And everybody's doing it. And I know I am contradicting myself right now actively by saying don't do it. But some people chase your dreams, do things that you want to do. The reason that we did this podcast is because he's been an insane podcast enthusiast for years.
Yeah, I love
comedy
podcasts.
Have worked in construction and I'm just a professional bullshitter. And there's people that I've worked with for years that listen to me talk and tell stories at work. Mm-hmm. And I've been told by people whose names I don't even remember, you should have one of those radio shows or podcasts. You should talk on the radio. This would be hilarious. And that's why we did it. So it wasn't me going, I think I'm good at this and I'm great, because we've met those people who are like, I'm going to monetize because I'm a hilarious person and I can just talk and be funny. And then they realize
that
they can't.
How did you get that clip of me?
No. But
no, but you actually are talented.
You were the exception to that. But there's a ton of people who feel like they have this talent or they're so interesting and then they find out that they're not. And some people just go ahead and do it anyways. So it's like, I'm a hater in that, right? Where I'm like, they give podcasting a bad name and they're the people who are, I can't tell you how many comments I see in a day on posts of podcast clips of people saying, we need to put tariffs on podcast equipment or, you know,
but
whatever.
The way that I kind of see it, it's like, it's just, if they're not good at it and if they're going to keep doing it anyway, then who gives a fuck?
But it becomes a meme. It becomes something that people say, like, especially with us, like we're two middle-aged white dudes. They're like, oh, look at these fucking white men having a podcast. Like it's the most cliche shit ever. It's essentially a meme. But the point that I'm trying to get at is like, there's levels to it. If you want to do it for
job
fun,
is like
cool.
A meme. Cause everywhere that you look now, it's like, oh, she has an OnlyFans. Her opinion doesn't matter anymore. You see so many of those type of comments on things.
Yeah. OnlyFans like, detected, opinion rejected. And I'm like, you motherfuckers are so unoriginal with your insults.
But also like, I don't give a fuck. That doesn't affect my fucking money.
I'm like that too.
And ever since the pandemic, when everyone is on OnlyFans now, the market is so fucking oversaturated, but they don't last. Like, that's the thing. It's like, I'm going to be mad at someone who's like, oh, like, I'm not getting tested and I'm working with people anyway. I'm going to be mad about that. No, I'm just not going to work with you.
Yeah.
And someone who's now established in this field sees the way that you're acting and they're going to recommend other people not do things with you too, because people talk. So it's like, it's the same thing I feel like with podcasting, with any sort of content creation. It's like, yes, everyone wants to be famous. Everyone wants their 15 minutes of fame. Everyone thinks that what they're saying matters. And it does to some people, even if it's just to them. But it's like, if it's not doing well and they're going to keep doing it anyway, like, they're a fucking waste of time. Like, you know, like, who gives a fuck? Because it's like, oh, someone, you know, does something shitty, or people think that OnlyFans is gross, and all these creators, like, give it a bad name by the way that they, you know, treat customers or this or that. But I hear all the time from people, and I'm sure, like, you guys hear from your listeners about how much they enjoy your episodes.
Yeah.
I have people on my OnlyFans who are like, this is my favorite page that I've ever subscribed to, because you give a shit and you actually do the things that you say you're going to do, and you talk to me like a person and all this kind of stuff, and other creators don't do that. Mm. So it's like, if you just keep doing what you're doing, all the other shit is just bullshit that's like wasting your time, because you're like, oh, like, these people are doing this, and then what if that affects me? It's like, well, you're already letting it. So yeah. why don't you just like distance yourself and be like, all right, well, this is kind of pissing me off. So what can I do with that energy to turn that into something that's even better, for something that I know I'm better at than them?
I guess the main resentment that we have, yes, I totally agree with what you're saying, is that it feels like it is making it take longer for us to get where we want to be, because it's so saturated. So like I said, people, get out there, chase your dreams. If you want to do a podcast, do it. Just know it's a ton of time, money, and work. And if you're not willing to do that and suffer the highs and lows of looking at the analytics, and because we had an episode at the beginning of this year, we had taken our little break, coincidentally, right after you and Laura had come on the pod.
Mm-hmm.
And we came back and our expectations were low. We were like, oh, you know, we'll come back and we'll have the people who support us, who have, because it's nice. We do have a small fan base that contacts us regularly, and that's what keeps us going, because it's like, this is good enough to where people who we don't even know, who are complete strangers, are willing to tune in and participate and support it.
Mm-hmm.
But we had a huge explosion and we're like, it's finally happening. Oh my God. Yay. It was 1500 views and over 1000 watch hours. So we were like, we are there. We have made it. And then it plummeted back to the ground, and we keep having these little highs and lows and peaks and valleys. And it's like, that's what you have to be prepared to endure.
Yeah.
Sometimes you'll be successful and you should celebrate that and enjoy it, and you should be proud of yourself. And other times it's not going to be so successful, and you need to be able to step back and go, okay, this is how this works. We had a little downswing.
And just keep going. Yeah.
But that's also
with literally anything with creativity, because I even have that like in my job. I definitely have it with the podcast, because we got completely banned and all of our ad share revenue taken by Spotify. Like, and
boo.
I had to work to pay David.
Boo,
had
Spotify.
To, but I got really freaked out, right? But I was like, I'm not going to miss an episode. So I set up Patreon. I did a free audio to push it out to like all this kind of stuff. Still go here, still do that. Our views tanked. Like, fucking tanked. But then there's like some episodes that go up, some that go back down. But I even have that with work, where it's like sometimes I have a bunch of subscribers and people are like buying content, they're doing this, and then it's like this peak of like, oh well, fuck, like now it's not going so well. What? But then you're the kind of people that's like, well, what do I do? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like, how do I elevate this the next time? But if you care about it, then it's like, it shouldn't be a resentment or a frustration just because there's a saturation or because of those highs and lows. You should be looking at them as like, okay, well, there's definitely going to be a high because there's a low right now. So how do I get back to the high?
Yeah.
And I think that's always just kind of like life. Like, you're always chasing
the next thing.
Because it's never ending. It doesn't end. You don't just like have success, or even like any podcast that is successful. You don't just like have success and like, well, now here it is. It's like they still have to come up with new ideas, or like they're changing the dynamic of what they do. They're offering other things here. They're doing clips outside of here, or collaborations and all that kind of stuff. But it's why not everybody will succeed, because they'll see those lows and then they won't try to come back
and then they'll just give up.
But I will say, even for me, like, those lows have helped me grow too.
Yeah.
Like, because it just makes you better, right?
Yeah.
You learn from those things and like, nah, I'm editing better, or we're coming up with better bits and things to talk about, things like that.
Exactly.
So I agree with you on that. We're like, it sucks having them, but
it's
it also makes you stronger, right?
It's frustrating, but then those highs also feel better, because you're like, oh, this sucked for like all this time, and now it's getting better. Oh, it kind of sucks again, but now it can get even better. So it's just kind of like a trajectory, and it's never over. That's the thing with like creativity and like
it's
doing
only
stuff
over
like
if
this,
you decide it's over, because I feel like those moments, it's a fork in the road. You either decide, I don't want to do this anymore, like, this is hard, or you're like, I'm going to pivot. I'm going to do something different. I'm going to make some little changes and we'll see what that does. And then if that doesn't help us grow, then we'll try something else. Cause it's all about fine tuning. I mean, that's the most frustrating part about doing this shit is trying to figure out what the algo likes, what it accepts, what people will relate to. Cause we've had a couple things really pop on social media that have been overwhelmingly positive where people are sharing their stories and they're getting in there and that feels so good. And it's just like, it's the constant battle of like, how do we recreate that and get that to happen?
But that's the algo
again.
Itself, right? You're always battling the algo, which is always interesting. Not
like
real people, it's
a robot.
Sometimes
clips do super well for me, and sometimes it's like, oh, I thought that was like super funny, and nobody fucking sees it. But I'm just sitting there like,
that is the worst shit when you have a clip that you think's a banger, and you're like, this one is gonna go
that's
hard,
the
and then
one.
It just does like, man.
But I will
it does
say,
a blip.
He stands on. He's his great, his biggest fan. He's his biggest fan,
but
though,
that's
which that's what matters.
You should be your biggest fan. I'm my own biggest fan. Like, there's. Like, I will call myself on stuff if I, like, don't think something is good. But I'm like, who gives a fuck if nobody sees this? It made me laugh. I had fun doing it. And that's I think, like, that's the most important thing. So, like, as far as, like, the resentment of this or that, like, would it be cool to have more viewers? Like, yeah. But also, I'm not going to, like, stop doing it. You know what I mean? And I think, like, the harder things are, like we said, like, it just feels so much better when you finally
when
get
you
that
it,
hit.
Yeah.
It's, like, it's like a dopamine hit. Like, I said this with my friend Josh Potter. Is like, entertainment is drugs.
Yeah,
like if you're in entertainment, it's like a drug because you're always chasing that next high. Like you have something
makes me feel so slutty.
You have something that pops off. No, I'm serious.
That's a crazy good point. I never really thought of it like that. That's actually kind of crazy.
You're like, here's this thing that I've never experienced before, and I'm gonna try it. And then you try it, and all of a sudden you're like, oh my god, this is the best fucking thing ever. And then all of a sudden it wears off. Like it still kind of feels good, but then it feels less good, and then it just feels shit again. And so then you need it again. Yeah. So you try to keep fighting to get the money, get the whatever, to get something to pop off. And that's how it goes forever, because it's addictive to have that kind of entertainment and to feel like that you've made an impact on someone or something enough that enough people are sharing this and seeing it, because we all want to feel like people relate to us. So when things like that happen, you're like, oh my god, I've related to so many people, and like this feels so fucking good. But that's why it's like I kind of just roll through the frustration now, because I used to have that so fucking much, just like always like, why am I not good enough, why am I not, I'm like, well, you are, because you're enjoying what you're doing. So at the end of the day, that's all that matters. And eventually enough people relate, and or they don't, and you're still doing the thing that you like to do.
Yeah.
You know?
We 100% agree with that. We've said that for a very long time. It's got to be fun. You have to enjoy it, because if you're doing this, especially when you're not doing it for a living or at the level where like you're really getting to benefit from it, you have to enjoy it and have a good time. So we are big.
So on that note, follow us. The Naturals Pod, YouTube, Instagram, all
the
of
Naturals
it, yep.
Pod on Instagram, Sweet Derek Productions on Instagram,
and we'll have that linked in the description too. This was really fun.
Yeah, it was. I could talk all afternoon, but we got to go play some D&D.
Sounds good.
Which is my second favorite love after talking about coming on my own face. You know, had to hit it one last time at
the
end.
Storyline was a dungeon master. Are you the dungeon master?
No, he wants to do. He wants to. So we're learning the game because he would be good at that, because his like role playing and all that is hella funny. And he's like, I will take you on a journey. Which I think he would. He'd be good at that. So it's really fun. Yeah, it's
fun. You will learn things about yourself.
But no, I mean, well, I'm super thankful that you came on our pod, and then thanks for having us on yours. It's been a lot of fun.
It's been
so
awesome.
Awesome.
We've been trying to set this up for a while, so it's good. All right. Thank you all for listening so very much. Please check out all of the links in the descriptions that you can follow Derek and Kyle and the Naturals Pod. And you can also find all the sponsors below, which help keep the show running. As you know, please go to youtube.com/@TWND podcast and be liking, subscribing, sharing with a friend for all the video episodes. If you're on audio only platforms, make sure that you also check out patreon.com for ad free. That's patreon.com/TWND podcast for ad free day early releases, bonus episodes, slutty photos, skits, music videos, and all that kind of fun stuff.
You might
stuff.
See some slutty photos of me in there, too. I don't know. We might do a secret photo
the bad
shoot.
Water.
You know? Yeah, maybe we'll do a liftoff and
I'll wear
lift
the
off
thong
for Patreon.
Just for you.
We can wear matching bikinis and we'll do a liftoff.
That would actually be, that's actually great. I love that.
Coming to patreon.com/TWND podcast
Yeah, I'm wearing a cod piece, y'all. I'm not, you don't get to see it. Cod piece. Big
we'll blur
one.
It out if anything,
that's
if anything
great.
Happens.
Yeah, that's funny,
though. But please be liking, subscribing, sharing with a friend, leaving your emails at twndpodcast@gmail.com and voicemails at 702-900-6446. And you can follow me on Instagram at thisredheadissfw. Thank you so much for joining us this week. What should their homework for the week be? check out The Naturals Pod. That's your homework for the week.
Give us a try. Check out an episode. If you're into tabletop games, we're doing the D&D stuff, and we're just a general comedy podcast. So if you enjoyed this little conversation we had, Molly will also be coming on ours in the
very near
future.
Yes, I will. And I have as well. So maybe that's the episode that you guys should check out if you haven't seen it.
That's a heater.
We go on fun adventures.
It was really fun. Thank you guys so much. Please like, subscribe, share with a friend, all that good stuff. And we will see you Monday. Do you guys know what C-U-M spells?
Come. Possibly in my face.
The Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast is presented by TWND Productions, created and hosted by Molly Stewart, and produced by David Warren.